Next case, 11137, JNY Parker Family LP. This is on DuPont Boulevard, Route 113, and west of Route 83 Mitchell Road. This was a special use exception to place a billboard and a variance from the required square footage, the height, and the required setback from a dwelling.
You know what? I think in regards to the special use exception, I don't see where it would substantially affect adversely uses of neighboring adjacent properties. You got one there already. It's, you know, but when it comes to the variances, you know, if you can't meet those setbacks, then yeah, you know, so I got no problem with approving the special use, but I don't think he meets the standards for the variances.
I make a motion and we approve the special use exception and the variances.
Why, Bud?
Yeah, why? Because if you deny the variance.
No, why? No. Just won't affect. Why do you?
Okay. Won't affect adversely the uses of adjacent neighboring property.
Substantially. Okay.
All right.
Yep.
Then, let me get it out here. The variances that are requested, I believe they deny the variances because the hardship has been created by the applicant.
Right.
And why does he just deny it all?
Well, I mean, if he wants to put a billboard up there and he can meet the setback requirements, I mean.
Doesn't mean he can't put it up.
Yeah. I mean, do you feel like it substantially affects adversely the uses of a neighboring adjacent property?
Yeah, I do.
Well, I think one of the problems that he may have there, Mr. Mills, is the variance that he, one of the variants he's seeking is the distance from a dwelling for a billboard, and that's 227.4 feet. So
he may be able
to say yay to the special use exception and say, well, if he could meet the setbacks, he could put the billboard up.
Right.
But given that variance there, that issue, I don't know that's a practical, unless maybe that dwelling is removed at some point.
Well, yeah, I was overlooking that one, but as far as the others, the 15-foot variance from the 25 height and the 600-foot variance from the 300.
That's not changes at all.
But
the special use exception will keep him to the 300 square feet and the 25-foot height.
And you'd have to approve the 72.6.
That would be a variance, right?
From the dwelling, I'm not so sure he couldn't move it south, further south, and get away.
Oh,
from that.
Okay. There's another.
Well, I don't know. I mean, but how much is he asking for from the dwelling?
Well, 72.6.
I'm not so sure he couldn't move it south of the entrance there and meet that. Of course, then. How far has it got to be from the other billboard?
300.
That's
not on
the property.
Yeah, so no, he couldn't do it because it's 349 feet apart.
Yeah, but they can't do that. So.
And I think there's also some concern with the traffic because the entrance.
I think
there's
enough in that area up to me, really, and he's created it. I don't see why any of it.
Plus, I mean, he's not had any of them rented out yet either.
Nope.
I mean, that's part of that. I mean, you get them rented out, you get your permit, and you can only put it out.
So.
Yeah, but you know, I was thinking about that long, and I think it's a great idea. But anybody can come in and say, yeah, I've got a contract on it, and then the contract folds. You know, I was riding it down 13 the other day. It's unbelievable how many vacant billboards there are.
Yeah, no, come on. But they got to bring it to the county and show them they do have that.
Right.
The problem. So, but I mean, at least we're making that much of an effort to do that. I mean, before,
right.
I mean, there's. Shoving them up anywhere.
The problem we have, I think, and Mr. Sharp can tell me this, is that in 159.9, it says you can have a billboard in Sussex County if it meets these setbacks. And this
setback
and that,
requirement,
right?
Then you get a special use.
Nobody objects to that.
You still have to have a special use exception.
You have to have a special use exception. But if nobody objects to that and it doesn't adversely, you can put them up there.
Well, what you're saying is that if you had a property that was within that zone,
yeah,
and you didn't need a variance, then all you need is a special use exception for another property.
Right.
But this one needs the variances because of the neighboring areas.
Right.
Billboards.
And, you know, what he's seeking to put up.
That's the reason I was thinking, just the way you're saying, that I would go with a special use exception, and then from the nearest...
The 300-foot.
The 300-foot, 72.6 feet foot variance from the building, where it has to be 300 feet.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, that's it. Now, how do I say that?
I'm not sure that if we did approve it, and if we were to approve it with granting the variance from the house and not granting the square footage or the other setback,
right?
I don't think it'd be worth his while. I mean...
Well, you can go with a single.
Well, the other thing you have to keep in mind as you're going through that the analysis of the variance standards is, while there's three different variance applications here within this one, we need to make sure that each of those variance standards meets those five standards. If what you're saying, Mr. Rickard, is, I'd be okay with giving him the variance for the distance from the dwelling,
mm-hmm,
but not the other two, then if you were to make that motion, I think you'd want to make sure that you articulate why you feel that part of the variance request meets those five standards, but the other five do not.
Okay. Well, I don't know if you agree with me. I'm not going to make a motion.
Especially if you're accepting, I'd go with, but not the variances, because you can't even one leg seat on it. If you can't meet those 5-on-1.
I'm the same. I mean, yeah, I don't think he meets the standards for granting the variances.
I don't. None of them.
Uh-uh.
Well, I mean, he's creating it.
He's created it.
No, aren't you?
But in regard to the special use exception, I don't see where it would substantially affect adversely uses of neighboring adjacent properties. So, if he can figure out a way to put it up within the setback requirements, maybe he wants to tear the other one down.
Yeah, there you go. He can make it work, but let him figure that out. We shouldn't have to do
that. If we approved it, and he came in to planning and zoning and said, I want a permit for, a billboard, and he was able to make all the setbacks on it, that's it, right?
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, that would be the same with anyone who's coming in with an application for a billboard in the proper zone.
That's the point I was saying. As long as there's no opposition to that.
Well, what I think the thing that we would... you have to be kind of careful about is we've looked at where the location would be of the billboard on this property for this application, so that's kind of what's been before us. If he was looking to put that billboard somewhere else,
I see what you're saying.
It could be a little, it's a different place. I suppose it's entirely possible that the circumstances could change. I mean, the one to me that jumps out at me is one that perhaps isn't in his control, or the dwelling nearby and the other, maybe the other billboard, I don't know. But those are ones that are of actual distance, from something, whereas the other two, the height of it and the square footage of it, that's something that would be, in theory, you could build a billboard that would meet those requirements. So he was just applying for one that was higher and bigger.
Right.
There you go.
The height reason was so he wouldn't cover up Oakwood, I think. Right.
Yeah, but then we had opposition, so that we would cover up their business. They didn't even, talk to them about it. He was going to block out somebody else. Then he said, well, I'll get down and talk to you about it, if you remember, but I don't know if they did or not, but he didn't even talk to the other people. But yeah, his being high enough would block out the other people that's already there, that's renting from him.
Mr. Chairman, just my personal opinion, I just don't think that the county has made a provision for these billboards.
Right.
But now they want to push it to a double billboard.
Right.
You know,
right.
They want to double things.
I don't think they need to double. They can make it the same.
I think that is creating your own, problem.
Mm-hmm.
That somebody...
Security coming in checking us.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought, hey, listen, the way it is nowadays, somebody gets mad.
What are we going to do?
Well,
I'm in favor of the spec if you go to special use, but not the variances.
Yeah. No matter where he puts it on the property, I don't see where it has a substantial effect.
Then go from there, give him the special use, but not the variances. He can deal with that, right? If you're good with that, I am. How about you, Brent?
Okay, John, what'd you say? Make a motion? Did you make a motion?
No. Would you like to?
If you would like me to, sir.
It's fine with me.
Just go ahead.
Mr. Chairman.
We should.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve the special use exception because it will not affect adversely the uses of the adjacent and neighboring properties.
Substantially.
I better put that word back in there. Sorry, come on now. You know I have a cheat.
The county already did put it
you
in there.
You know I
bud.
Have a cheat here. I believe the variances have been created by the applicant.
Deny the variances.
Right.
Doesn't meet the standards.
Doesn't meet the standards. Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Rickards and a second by Mr. Mills that we approve the special use exception and deny the variances on case number 11,137 because the variances did not meet the standards for granting of the variances. Okay, all those in favor of the motion? Mr. Hudson?
Aye.
Mr. Workman?
Aye.
Mr. Rickards?
Aye.
Mr. Mills?
Aye.
Mr. Callaway? Aye. For the reason been stated, so by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,137 is on the special use exception, denied on the variances.